Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, question of the day, Tom, here in the Loop. It's election day. I think here just in Texas, it's largely just constitutional amendments that's happening.
A couple of congressional.
Who y'all voting for?
A couple of congressional.
There's not
tickets.
Really much to vote for. I mean, depending on where you are, I think in Harris County. Why am I answering this sincerely?
Who
like that's actually
for?
What you're talking
713.
About.
713, send it in.
No, don't do that. Don't listen to him. He don't run nothing around here. I think there's like some. Was it a school board council, something like that? Yeah. I think that was happening. Yeah. But it's mostly just a. Constitutional amendments.
Well, let's get to the important stuff.
Let's get to the important stuff. Thank you, John Lopez. Question of the day. What sports-related legislation should be on the ballot? 713-572-4610. I know Lopez has lots of these. You might be surprised to hear that Lopez has strong opinions in this space. Some that are coming in very, very quickly. I think you're in line with it. People are trying to make adjustments for Super Bowl accommodation.
Yes.
There's some people that I think I fall in line
with this
camp.
Let's take it to the people, man.
I think I fall in line with this camp that's actually like federal holiday on Monday. I understand that you are not federal holiday on Monday and keep Super Bowl Sunday as is. You are...
Let's put it on the ballot. Let's take it to the people.
Super Bowl on a Saturday.
Super Bowl on a Saturday. It is so, so logical. So good.
Logical.
Even the alliteration, as Seth was saying earlier, Super Bowl Sunday, let's just change it to Super Bowl Saturday. No big deal. You still have that. And you have Sunday to absorb everything. The work production will increase because how many people are just half themselves or... don't go into work at all on a Monday or go in late or something like that. Let's put it to a vote. Super Bowl on a Saturday. Let's go.
I like a federal holiday on Monday after the Super Bowl because 4-day work week. You know, you got to open
your
eyes.
That's true.
You know, you got to open your eyes. You know what I mean? See if you can get something extra on that other side. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I feel like we would be working because it's the day after the Super Bowl.
Man, yeah.
You got to get on the air. So I feel like you're probably right. There as well. Oh, somebody said, or just play the game earlier, play it at noon instead of the evening.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah. I get the thought process, though. If the game happens early enough, it doesn't feel.
But it's not prime time, and the rates are lower. The advertising.
It's the
rate.
Super Bowl. They gonna charge what? We going to go from $3 million spot to like 2.7?
Well, that's fair, but also the audience is smaller. Just by default on a Sunday.
Would that actually be the case?
I think a little bit. Yeah.
I feel like people move around for the single most watched television show in all of American life. Like, this is the biggest thing in our cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah. The thing is, the NFL will hate that because you see leading up to the Super Bowl, how they got like 12 hours of just Super Bowl
content.
What
happened to the Puppy Bowl? That's my favorite thing. Have it at 6 in the morning? You have the Puppy Bowl at 6 in the morning?
They can play that at 6 in the evening.
I don't know about that. Oh, so you're not that much into it that you won't watch it later in the evening?
No,
huh?
I wouldn't do that. It's got to be part of the lead-up. It's a routine. Now, I got some others to get you guys thinking. I'm interested in yours. Those college football short shorts that look like a thong.
Yeah, you're just being a hater.
They got to go.
You're just being a hater. Well, that's all that is.
Short shorts.
They wear their pants so short now.
Yeah, there was actually.
You talk about that kicker?
Yeah, there was
defensive ends. A lot of defensive ends do it.
Well, recently, Kirk Herbstreit was caught on air. I say caught on air as if that's not his job to talk to a microphone. Just being a pure hater.
Yes.
Talking about the Oklahoma kicker. If they're not wearing pads, who cares, right, at this point? Like, it's not indecent. You just hating because you don't got them thighs, man. And if that's the case.
How do you know I don't have those thighs?
I'm looking at them right now. That's how I know. Speaking of short shorts, go ahead and you need to get you some pants, sir.
Yeah.
Well, get you some longer pants.
5 more degrees and I'll start wearing pants.
All right. Very good.
Office meetings, because this goes both ways. You can also put sports legislation into the real world. Office meetings, you need to have a clock with a buzzer. A clock with a buzzer. 45 minutes, it's like when it was lunchtime at school, boom, we're out. We're running down the hall, waving our arms. I don't know why kids always wave their arms like that when they run.
Because it's fun. But they have some whimsy to you.
And, you know, all these things can be on there. I was going to say we could put legislation on whether or not we need to blow up the Astrodome. But, oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
We've already done that.
Come on, man. We ain't trying to dip into politics.
Come on. We've heard enough of this. All right. The thing that I have. Is it's somewhat selfish, but I think it's for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to force one of these leagues to shift their schedule. It's weird how we have an imbalance, especially in the major, the major mm-hmm. American four men's leagues,
yeah,
where summer is just baseball. And I love me some baseball in the summer. But what happens, and maybe, again, being selfish, what happens if your team not that good, man? Summer ends up being a little little less less fun.
No, I don't mind that.
And
how would you do it?
I mean, I'm going to be honest here. Why the hell is basketball starting in October?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. This is what it's been. It's historically a winter sport. Go ahead and slide that thing. Go ahead and start on December and roll this thing a little bit more through the summer. I mean, why are you competing with football if you don't have
like
to, man?
December, it should be like December to August, maybe.
Yeah.
Start on Christmas.
Yeah.
Start on Christmas.
Right, like I think that works really, really well. Now think about all the fun you could have in the summer going to baseball and basketball games. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're gonna lose any level of fun in the in the fall with all the football that we have, both NFL and college football. I think that we need to go ahead and slide the schedule and even it out for the entirety of our sports watching season or year.
Yeah, I think it should be a crime. I mean, look. I understand Monday night football is prime time to me. Mm-hmm. It should only be one team playing or two teams playing. It should be one game. It should be a crime to have a doubleheader. And we went through this a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
With the night, with the Houston Texans being the last game, starting at 10 o'clock, 10:30 on the East Coast time.
Yeah,
that should be a crime to do that, man. If you playing Monday night. Or Thursday night, or even Sunday night, it should not be
a crime.
It should not be a doubleheader, man. That don't make any sense, man.
I'm with you. Should there be penalties in the office? Not like you're fired, not like, because a lot of times these guys ask 7 or 8 questions in a meeting, or somebody, you know, warms up fish in the microwave. You know, those aren't fireable offense, but can they be penalized? Like,
Here's the thing about the penalties. One, who are the officials? Because one of the things that we know as being fans of sport, officials are hated in all walks of life, right? So who gets to be the officials? And then also, like, we all know that the office is kind of an organism, and you're not trying to, like, mess up the vibes. Mm-hmm. And I think you start throwing laundry out there, messing up the vibes. We're messing up a lot of vibes. I think across all sports, reviews need to have a timer, just like the headset in the with the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to cut off. Like, I don't know what the time is. It 30 seconds? Is it a minute? But that replay review got to cut off. Make the decision then. Do it or don't. But let's keep this thing moving, because we are having way too much loss of time in some of these reviews, man.
Yeah, I agree. What about every stadium from here to eternity must have a roof?
I agree with that.
Everyone.
I think so.
Everyone.
Especially if the weather can really affect the game.
Yeah. But I just think everyone, you know, there's always something happening. I think that would.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Be one.
I think officials, if they get a call wrong, because we see this a lot where they got the call wrong and mm-hmm. then later that night they say, oh yeah, they admit to missing a call.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be penalized at some point, man. I'm not saying they should be fined like players get fined and all that stuff, but it should be some type of penalty on them if they openly get a call wrong like that.
Right.
Because oftentimes you see players, you know, critiquing or criticizing mm-hmm. the refs, and they get penalized for it.
Well, the question I have is, what is the penalty that you are looking for here? Because a lot of these,
I'm open to it, man. I know you can't fine them $20,000 like players and stuff like right. that, but it should be some type of penalty because they can't just keep missing calls like this.
I mean,
it should be an open penalty too, where we'd be like, oh, okay, he got penalized for that. Missing that pass interference.
The idea of like the open nature of it, I hear you on. I think there actually exists a penalty system, and I feel bad because I'm standing here supporting like the mm-hmm. leagues and the establishment. However, like with a lot of these officials, they are graded, and if you have poor grades, you don't get the better assignments. You end up with worse assignments. Like that mm-hmm. is the penalty that, and eventually, if your grades are bad enough, they start to cycle you out and get other officials. Like, I think that there is that system in place.
We should know about it then. We know about it if a player criticizes a ref and they get fined. So why can't it be the other way around?
Let me ask you guys this. Would you vote for legislation that has officials every game with an open locker room, you know, to answer questions? Just like players. That's the one thing that
people... I think so.
Because people always say, well, you know, it would be, we're protecting the officials. Well, how come you don't protect the players? You know, I mean, if it's about accountability, open locker room or a press availability, you know, like D'Amico does after every game and the players do after every game, where you can just say, hey, you know, what was legit questions, but an open locker room for all officials.
Yeah, players get asked about a call and all that stuff that they didn't even make.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I agree with this one incredibly strongly, even more so now than any other time. Somebody said there needs to be a law. No public funding for.
Yeah, well, now we're getting serious again.
Hey, go out. Sorry, but go like, out there and vote, buddy.
Yeah, we are getting serious again. But I will say, like, you think of all the values of all these sports teams and how high they are. And yes, you have to pay in to get these. But like the amount of money that is circulating around mm-hmm. here, how you gonna come ask me for money? I ain't got it, bro. Yeah.
What about this one? If your team moves out the city, if you move a team out the city, all of their uniforms and name, all that stuff, they stay in that city. And you got to come up with a new name.
I know we're up against it, but I love this one. I can't believe I didn't think of it. Relegation. Relegation for the bottom, whatever, six teams, four teams, whatever.
Oh, well, you'd have to have a system for it.
Yeah.
The thing that I can do without creating another league, y'all know what I'm about to say. Abolish the draft. rookie free agency, man. Make these teams be competent. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are the question. That's the question of the day. On this Tuesday. Coming up next, there's already been some trades on today. We talk about some of those. Monday night football game, and there's a team that is falling out. Let's talk about all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.